Rosa, please sit down. Just want to go through the halachas of eating before tchiyas. So there's a siman tafresh nun beis, which is hilchos dalad minim, which talks about the halachas of eating prior to doing the mitzvah of metilas lulav. The Shulchan Aruch passes a person may not have taking the metilas lulav. However, what is permitted is te'ima. The Mishaber brings down the halacha that te'ima is permitted. Te'ima means taking a small bite. So before the mitzvah lulav, one may not have a meal, but he can have a te'ima. At a day where there's no din of kiddush, so that would mean a person takes an apple, takes a bite, something of that sort, it would be permitted. But to have any type of a meal, Chazal, we're concerned the person will get involved in the meal. And once he gets involved in the meal, he's going to forget to do the mitzvah. Not only that, the locha by a mitzvah deraisa, lulav, in the day which the first day of Sukkot would be mitzvah deraisa. Even if the person would start the meal, he's mechuyev to immediately stop and go do the mitzvah. By mitzvah derabbanan, let's say the different lulav in the other days of excuse me, the other days of Yom Tov, which is not the raisa. So the person may not start the meal. If he starts the meal, and there's enough time after he plans to finish the meal to do the mitzvah, he's not mechuyev to interrupt this meal. He can wait till after the meal is finished to then do the mitzvah. By mitzvah derabbanan, and there's time left after the planned end of the meal to fulfill the mitzvah then. So then he can wait till after the end of the meal. If there's not going to be enough time after the end of the meal to do the mitzvah, obviously he has to stop and do the mitzvah now. By mitzvah deraisa, even if he started the meal, he's not allowed to continue the meal. He has to interrupt and do the mitzvah. Tekiah Shai for the first day of Rosh Hashanah is deraisa. So, and we have a rule by mitzvah deraisa, a person has to interrupt. So the Gemara does not discuss the Tekiah Shai directly in regard to this halacha, whether there's an issue, but the Gemara in Sukkah does discuss it by mitzvah, makes a difference between mitzvah deraisa and mitzvah derabbanan. There's a Tosefta in Masechet Shabbos which says it applies to the din of Tekiah Shai also. So prior to doing the mitzvah tekiah shayfer, we have a loch, a person may not eat before he does the mitzvah tekiah shayfer. However, what is permitted is te'ima. Even the loch of te'ima, many persons say, is only permitted for a person who's ill, weak, etc. The argument nowadays is that since either the argument nowadays is as a whole tzibur doing it together, they'll remind each other, and the whole concern is you're going to forget, so there's a concept of a shaymer, we're going to permit it. But the main heter is brought down before, and is a person's going to eat te'ima. Now, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the challenge is a little bit more difficult. Tima is an apple, an orange. You can't eat an apple or an orange. You have to have Kiddush. You need Kiddush Malkum Suda. You have to eat Mezonos. Well, Mezonos already is limited. Well, how much Mezonos are you allowed to eat before you do the mitzvah? So the law is you're allowed to eat up to the amount of a kebeah. Up to the size of a kebeah, a person is allowed to eat before he does the mitzvah. That's called te'ima. That's not called a meal, that's called te'ima. How much is the size of a kebeah? So we said before, if a person would take a large loaf of rye bread, and you take one slice from the middle of the loaf, that's considered the size of a kebeah. So that's the amount of cake a person is allowed to eat prior to the mitzvah of tekiah shayfer. So if a person wants to do the halacha properly, he's allowed to eat that amount of cake. The equivalent of that size of one slice of rye bread, that is the amount of cake one should limit himself to eat when he makes Kiddush Rosh Hashanah morning and he wants to eat something, so he's fulfilled in the midst of a Kiddush Malkum Suda. He had a kazayas, it's two kazayasim according to this, and he wants to drink something, maybe eat an apple, an orange, etc. That's what a person should limit himself to eat Rosh Hashanah morning prior to tekiyas. There are some people which say, that b'chlau, it's way it's brought down is that even the din of te'im is only for a person who's weak, ill, etc. If I'm not weak or ill, I should not be eating beforehand. So therefore, if a person does not need to eat, a person really should stay in base matter, should not eat. A person who feels he's healthy and strong and has no need to make kiddush and he can daven fine without it, etc. He should it's preferred that in halacha he should do so. There's an interesting tshuva from Kivagers that the Kivager dealt with. There was a cholera epidemic in the city, and the question was, one of the issues with cholera, if a person was would get weak, etc., he was more susceptible to the illness. So the rabbanim of the city, the end of the city, got together to discuss what to do with Rosh Hashanah. It's a long davening; people will be weak at the end of what should they do? So Rekager paskin that they should make kiddush after tekiyas de meyushev, even though it's a hefsek, because you're not allowed to eat before tekiyas shayfer. So they should first do tekiyas de miyoshev, they make Kiddush and eat, and even though it's a half sick, it's preferred to do the half sick rather than eat before Tkiyah Shofar. So you see some places we're very much on this concept of eating before Tkiyah, even though we're Noig, and that's Rebaron Tzitzel, Rebaron Cutler was Noig in his yeshiva that became like the Minhag of America. Rav Henkin Tzitzel was very much against the Rebaron's Pesach. He felt it was wrong that we make for a clearly single concept for a tzibur to eat beforehand. It's not proper. It's a person, individual person who needs to, should do it. But to make that's a standard in the yeshivas, he felt was wrong. But the mitzvah of minhag yeshivas in America came like Rebaron's Tzitzel. Rebaron's Tzitzel that nowadays are weak, and that became the minhag yeshivas. But I want to understand that it's a heter which we're allowing because, and there's limitations to that heter. Okay, have a good morning and have a good Shabbos. One announcement is that there's a shmuz for the high school will be at 5 to 9 as regular. Have a good morning.